This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Good morning. KBOI News Time is 8:39. This is Idaho Talks Live. And kind of a big story yesterday out of the Portland area. The faith-healing parents of a baby who died earlier this year, just hours after she was born, have been charged with murder in connection to her death. 24-year-old Sarah Mitchell gave birth to twin girls on March 5th at her parents' home in Oregon City. She and her husband, Travis Mitchell, who is 21, are part of a church called the Followers of Christ. It's a group that does not believe in medical care, and instead they rely on prayer and anointment with oil for healing. One of the two babies, whose name was Jennifer, died just a few hours after she was born, and this was due to breathing problems.
Right.
The Oregon State Medical Examiner, whose name is Dr. Karen Gunson, told one of the Portland news stations that she isn't sure if Jennifer would have survived if she had been taken immediately to the hospital, but she said it probably would have given the baby a chance anyway that she didn't have being born in somebody's house.
Here's the question I have, not only in this story, but in several others like it. Do we have any stories of babies that lived because of this kind of treatment, or do they all die?
Well, no, I mean, not every baby that's, you know, born
absolutely
outside of a hospital obviously dies. I mean, you know, midwives delivered babies for years. My dad was born in a house, and he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Gunson performed Jennifer's autopsy, and she ruled that the baby died of complications of prematurity, specifically relating to oxygen intake in the lungs.
Right.
Sometimes twins are born a little earlier than, you know, the full 40 weeks. And, you know, the more kids you have, the more chance that is if you have triplets or quadruplets. She's not sure how premature the baby was, but estimates that Mitchell gave birth about 2 months early, so about 7 months in. Travis and Sarah Mitchell have been charged with murder and criminal mistreatment in Clackamas County. And I suppose what we want to know from you this morning, do you agree with those charges? Or do you think this was just something that happened that's unfortunate and that with our right to pursue our own religion in this country, do we have the right to simply, you know, pray rather than actually take a baby to the doctor if that's what we choose to do with our own children? And our telephone number, 336-3700, call now, 336-3700, that's the local number. Outside the area, 1-800-529-KBOI or 1-800-529-5264. You can also, if you have a Verizon wireless phone, just hit #670 and you'll get through to us. And of course, you can send us an instant message, fairly easy to do. Just go to our website, kboy.com. Now, Dave of Boise has sent this message already. He says, about the baby that died that they are blaming faith healing on, how does anybody know that the doctors would not or could not have killed the baby? So he doesn't even say, you know, could they have saved the baby? He says, sure, the doctor might have killed the baby.
Well, that's my question.
Yeah.
Do we know that baby A or baby B would have been saved by the actions of Dr.
Well, and, you know, even the doctor who examined the baby said that she wasn't absolutely sure. She just assumes it would have had a better, you know, chance had it been in the hospital where all the equipment is and more doctors and whatnot. Now, Dave goes on to say, I guess that would be okay, is what people are saying. This is way out of bounds, in my opinion. No, I am not religious at all. I look at it like this. They are wanting to prosecute some parents that are already mourning the loss of their infant child, and now our government sees it fit to harass them about what they believe in, what is happening to Live Free in America. They did not murder that child. Furthermore, they look at it like God has chosen to take their child, which could be looked at as a blessing. I think that's the perspective they are coming from. I don't know. I am not religious, but I am also not blind of the truths that are out there, nor am I ignorant of other people's beliefs. And that's Dave of Boise.
Church members Dale and Shannon Hickman were convicted of manslaughter and sentenced in 2011 to 6 years in prison for the death of their newborn baby in Oregon City.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon Hickman is Sarah Mitchell's sister, so they are related.
Okay, and so
it's not the first time.
So this is not the first time it's happened to this particular family or this particular church, obviously.
Right.
336-3700, we'd like to hear from you.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
It's 8:51, and that is the subject we're talking about so far this morning, about the couple who are from Oregon City, Oregon, and they are part of a church that doesn't believe in getting medical care. What they believe in is faith healing and praying, and that is all the treatment they seek. And as it's happened, and it's happened once before, at least in this church, that a baby died of complications after being born, and we don't know if the baby could have been saved by doctors, but they have been charged with murder simply because they didn't have any medical professionals nearby who might have been able to save the baby. Let's go to the phones, and let's start with Cliff in Boise. Cliff, good morning. What do you think about this?
Morning. Three things. First of all, I happen to be an ordained minister. I was a pastor. Number two, I happen to be a father of a micro-premature baby that was born at 22 weeks.
Wow.
And also, I used to live in the communist state of Oregon. Number one with it, I believe in prayer, but also I have a responsibility to my daughter. And if there is something very simple and medical and everything else that helps her, she wouldn't be alive without that kind of help and everything else. Very healthy 25-year-old today. Second of all, I believe in prayer. But Luke, who wrote the book of Luke, was a physician. No problem with medicine and everything else. But the thing that troubles me is the state of Oregon, and I call it the communist state. First thing they do is come out with murder, even though they say, well, maybe the baby wouldn't have lived no matter what they did. That's a little extreme. And somebody mentioned adding grief on top of the sorrow they already have.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if they'd have wanted to charge the baby, or not charge the baby, but charge the parents with, something like neglect, I mean, that probably, I think some people would have said, okay, well, that's good, but murder just seems kind of harsh.
One thing with it, we're several months down the road.
Yeah.
So I understand the baby was born in March. You know, my first thought was, well, right after this, but here's a couple months down the road. And I've got a problem with this group, with this prayer only. My wife and I pray with our daughter, but also we trust doctors.
Yeah.
And what a shame when there's something so simple that God has given wisdom to the doctors. And so I really have a problem on a lot of levels. But again, the state of Oregon, these are the same people that go and harass somebody who refuses to make a cake or sell flowers in some arrangement for homosexuals and violate their right of free speech, and they jump right in. That knee-jerk, that bothers me.
Okay.
And troubles me.
All right, Cliff, thanks very much for the call. Let's go to Katie. Katie is in Garden City. Katie, what do you think?
I totally agree with the previous caller on many levels, but I would just like to point out that in Oregon, they have some of the most liberal abortion laws. If these parents wanted to kill both of their babies at 7 months, that would be completely legal to do so. But since one of them was born and then died because of possible lack of medical care, they're going to charge them with murder. But they could have killed both of them in the womb, and that would have been fine. that just seems like complete hypocrisy to me.
Okay, I appreciate the call, Katie. Thanks very much. Let's go quickly to Mike in Boise. Mike, we've got about a minute.
Good morning. You know, just listening, I think the it would be interesting if it ever made it to a jury, because just what the medical examiner's office has said, the burden of proof is not there. But whether you fall on one side of this or the other, my biggest concern, and I'm not a big religious person, I'll have to admit that, but maybe this year it's the followers of Christ. Next year, let's go after the Mormon Church for their beliefs. Next year, the Catholics, and right on down the list. And as Paul Jay said, what are the numbers of the number of babies, unfortunately, that God takes early in a hospital? And those numbers never seem to come out on this. And I've actually known some of the followers of Christ people, nicest people in the world. Do I agree with their religion? No, but that's not up to me. So I just thought I'd throw that out as a thought. It's a slippery slope of when we start going after religion. And your previous caller hit the nail on the head about Oregon's abortion law.
All right, Mike, we have run out of time for this hour. It is 8:56 on News Talk 670 KBOY. Open, or it's not open phones, but we are talking about the couple charged with murder because their baby died. It had no medical care directly after being born. 336-3700. We'd like to hear from you this morning.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time is 9:06, Idaho Talks Live. And we are talking about the case of a couple in Oregon who has been charged. They have both been charged with murder. Parents of an Oregon infant who died earlier this year, just hours after she was born in Oregon City, Oregon. They have been charged with murder in connection with the death because they believe in faith healing, and the child was not taken to the hospital. The child was not born in the hospital. There were no doctors or nurses available, mainly because that they don't believe in that sort of thing. And since the baby has passed away, for in Oregon, they have decided to charge them with murder. And we're curious to know what you think about that. 336-3700. Let's go to Pat, who is in Washington County. Pat, how are you this morning? Oh, okay. No, Pat? Okay. All right, no. Pat's not there. Sorry about that.
Pat is gone.
Jeremy Amarsing says, good morning. So let's parallel this with something. If you take the religious aspect out of this and the whole prayer issue, you ultimately have a couple who made a choice to do something they felt was right. Sound familiar? How many babies have been murdered using abortion and a woman's right to choose as an excuse? It's funny how liberals preach tolerance, but at the core, it's only if you agree with what they do. If you're going to kill 50 million kids and call it choice, then what's the big deal with this? Religion? And that's Jeremy from Marsing.
Well, there is a big deal, though. I mean, and I'm not saying it's a big deal one way or the other, but you can't put hundreds of kids or thousands of kids or tens of kids, you know, on the chopping block, so to speak, just to make a point.
Yeah.
You can't do that. And good point, bad point, who knows?
Josh in Meridian has written in. And by the way, call us 336-3700. Call us right now if you'd like to get in on the program. 336-3700. Or you can send us an instant message by going through our website, kboy.com. Josh of Meridian has written in to say, I think everyone overthinks this stuff. They neglected their child.
Maybe so.
And that neglect led to the death of their child, murder. And the religious rights of the parents do not supersede the rights of the child to life. And that's a good question. Does the child have more of a right to live then the parents have a right to practice their own religion.
How do you suppose they handle it mentally?
Mentally?
Mm-hmm.
Probably prayed about it. It seems like that's what they do. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, they're probably upset that one of the babies died. The other one lived, so I'm sure they're busy taking care of this baby anyway. But probably, you know, they probably have handled it through prayer, and that's probably how they're going to handle the entire trial and everything, just simply by, you know, putting it in the hands of God. Bob of Boise says, what about all the people that have lived from faith healing? Should they have to go and give the doctors and the government some money so they are not breaking any laws and everybody gets the slice of pie?
And once again, we ask the question, without an answer, how many people are saved, don't mm-hmm. die,
well,
know, whatever?
The thing is, I mean, you can't. I don't think you can probably... well, let's put it this way. I don't know how you could prove that somebody was saved from, you know, through faith healing, except for the fact that they simply didn't die. I mean, you can prove when medicine killed somebody.
But in some instances,
yeah,
yes.
But I don't know. It's a difficult question. I don't think this is very easy, because when you have two rights that seem to be in conflict like that, mm-hmm. does the child have a right to medical care, or do the parents have a right to make that decision? And I've always said that I think people should be able to raise their kids the way they want to. If the kids start dying, there could be a problem.
Let's go to David of Boise. David, good morning.
Yeah, this is a good subject, guys, and I'm glad it's not about... Trump. Anyhow, this is a tough one. When my middle boy was born, and we were in the hospital, there was a moment when we were in the hospital room with our son, and all of a sudden he kind of started doing something weird, and we didn't know what it was. And the nurse happened to walk in at that second, and she's like, "Oh my goodness, give me the baby. We got to do something." And something got lodged in his throat, and he wasn't able to breathe, and we didn't know that. So had we been at home, I'm not saying he would have died, but it could have been close. And, you know, as the kids have gotten older, we kind of pick and choose when we take them to the hospital. Like, we've had kids fall and cut themselves, and we've debated, well, is this stitches or not stitches
mm-hmm.
type thing. So this is a tough one, guys, and I don't have an answer, but I think it's easy to armchair quarterback a parent's decision at the time. Now, mine wasn't faith healing. We didn't keep our kids back due to faith healing. I am a Christian and I am religious, but I do believe in, you know, modern medicine, that's for sure. But this is a good subject, guys, and thanks for covering it.
All right, thank you.
You know, and so somebody brought that up before, that that gentleman said he's a Christian but believes in modern medicine. So is it possible that a doctor or a hospital could be the answer to prayer? You know, please, God, save my child. The Pope, here just a couple of weeks ago, made a statement, and I know these people aren't Catholic, but the Pope made a statement saying that it's a mistake, as far as he's concerned, to think of God as somebody with a magic wand who just, you know, waves it.
Sure.
and things happen, like, you know, Bewitched or I Dream of Jeannie or something like that. And they said, you know, God leads you in the path that you need to go, but he doesn't necessarily, like, if you say, God, please provide me with a house, one will not just appear before you, as far as the Pope was trying to say. You know, he said, God gave you a brain and you have to think as well. And I just wonder if that is an answer to prayer, that, hey, they told us where the hospital, the hospital right close to here is even named after St. Luke, and the other one's named after St. Alphonsus. So yeah, I don't know if that makes any difference to people. Bill of Boise says, the bottom line is when your number is called, you die. Nobody can cheat death. And if you do cheat death, you really get away with it. Maybe that baby would have grown up to be a serial killer or something, just plain evil. It's a question that can't be answered, but natural selection can't be denied.
Wow.
However, I think a lot of doctors and hospitals exist to try to fight what they consider to be natural selection.
KBOI News Time, 9:14.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 919. We have our code word of the day, which is faith, F-A-I-T-H. Take that word, go to KBOI.com, and you can get yourself some points that you eventually can trade for prizes. That's how it works.
A man attacked a French police officer with a hammer before being shot outside the famed Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this morning.
It just happened. With a hammer, okay.
Yeah. Paris police wrote on Twitter, there are a number of police at the square in front of the cathedral and are urging people to avoid the area. I really apologize for my voice. I cannot talk, and I apologize. Paris police wrote on Twitter, there's a number of police at the square. They urge people to avoid the area. The officer defended himself from the attacker by firing his gun twice. Police told Fox News the attacker was reportedly wounded. And
that apparently stopped him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently,
yeah, and
a large number of cars.
Apart from that,
area.
Yeah. Apart from that, we don't know why the man attacked the police officer. Whether this was some sort of a terrorist attack or what it was, just that it's over now.
Yep.
But an odd situation.
City is under high security.
Okay.
Obviously.
We've been talking about this case in Oregon, happened in Oregon City, Oregon. The faith-healing parents of a baby who died earlier this year, just hours after she was born, have been charged with murder in connection to her death. 24-year-old Sarah Mitchell gave birth to twin girls March 5th at her parents' home in Oregon City. She and her husband, 21-year-old Travis Mitchell, are part of the Followers of Christ Church, and they are a group that does not believe in medical care and instead relies on prayer and anointment with oil for healing. One of the infants, named Jennifer, died just hours after the twins were born because she had breathing problems. State medical examiner Dr. Karen Gunson told one of the news stations in Portland that she is not sure if Jennifer would have survived if she had been taken immediately to the hospital, but said it would have given her more of a chance. Dr. Gunson performed Jennifer's autopsy and ruled the infant died of complications of prematurity, specifically relating to oxygen intake from the lungs. She's not sure how premature the baby was, but estimates Mitchell probably gave birth about 2 months early. Travis and Sarah Mitchell have been charged with murder and criminal mistreatment in Clackamas County. I kind of understand, I guess to a certain extent, the criminal mistreatment, because they had a choice of whether to take the baby to a hospital or not,
right,
and didn't. On the other hand, it's like one of the previous people who wrote in said, they thought they were doing the right thing. So I don't think this was, this isn't like first-degree murder, where you meant to murder somebody. Only Mitchell's family, fellow Followers of Christ members, and three midwives were present at the birth of the two girls. Church members, and you mentioned this earlier, church members Dale and Shannon Hickman were convicted of manslaughter, different than murder, and sentenced in 2011 to 6 years in prison for the death of their newborn baby in Oregon City. And Shannon Hickman is Sarah Mitchell's sister. So now both sisters have lost a baby. But again, we don't necessarily know if that's, it could be because of some genetic problem and may or may not have been fixed in a hospital. But since they didn't, apparently didn't even try to go to a hospital, that's why they've been charged with murder. Dallas.
It does make you think.
Yeah.
The fact that they died of similar complications.
Exactly. Dallas says, so does this mean that all miscarriages in Oregon will be murders from now on? Very conflicting story. Now, I don't think miscarriages would apply here, simply because in a miscarriage, there's really not, I don't think there's anything you can do about it once you've figured out that you've had a miscarriage. Again, never been pregnant, don't know that for a fact. Curtis of Boise says, neither yours, mine, or anyone else's religion ever supersede the life of a child, let alone any human being. James of CUNA says, this is the first time I have heard a story of a death because of a belief in Oregon, but have heard many stories in Idaho of this happening. Cliff didn't know what he's talking about when he blames it on liberals. This type of religion is right-wing like Idaho, and at least Oregon made the arrest. So James seems to be for it.
Yeah, I just don't know. I'm not sure where you draw the line.
Mm-hmm. Patrick of Caldwell says, morning, guys, faith healing has always been an interesting topic. How is it parent A can be charged, convicted, and jailed for felony child abuse if they leave their child in a car where no actual harm came to the child? However, if you hide behind your religion, you can perform any level of child abuse scot-free. The Constitution provides equal protection under the law, so if we apply that fairly, then a Muslim who believes in Sharia law would be protected under freedom of religion for performing an honor killing. Some will say this comparison is ridiculous, but this is exactly what you will get if you demand unfettered freedom of religion. You have freedom of speech, but even that is not absolute. For example, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater because it puts others at risk of injury or death. In my opinion, the right to life trumps the right to freedom of religion. If you deprive someone of their life by action or inaction, you are guilty of killing them. I hope they are convicted. That's Patrick from Caldwell.
KBOI News Time, 9:26.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:36, Idaho Talks Live. Give us a call if you'd like to be part of our conversation this morning, 336-3700. We're talking about a case from Oregon City, Oregon. A couple has been charged with murder. They believe in faith healing, and they had twin girls. The mother of the twin girls gave birth to them at her parents' home. There were no medical professionals or probably not even any midwives around, I don't
think.
Oh, there were three midwives. Okay. Yep. Okay. Didn't know that part of it. So, but they're not medical professionals.
Nope.
But generally, they are pretty good at helping with births, but not if there are complications.
True.
That's when a baby probably needs to be in a hospital. However, as they are a faith-healing church, they don't believe in going to the hospital or going to the doctor. They believe in praying, and they figure if somebody dies, even though you prayed for them, it must have been the will of God. 336-3700, we'd like to hear from you. Let's go to Steve and see what Steve first has to say. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. You know, when was the first president born in a hospital? In the last century?
Probably, yeah. I'm guessing sometime in the 1900s, that would be my guess, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember that being such a big deal at the time. And, you know, the progress that we've made in all our medical procedures and stuff, it's almost like it has become a religion now because you have to either believe in doctors or not. And, you know my stance on death, we're all going to die, and there are a lot of hospitals. And to bring charges against someone because they didn't go to the hospital seems almost like they're sanctifying the belief in doctors. And I'm just at a loss of words. It is heartbreaking when you lose a child. It's even more heartbreaking when you go to a hospital and you pay $20,000 to have a child delivered, and then it dies of SIDS or something else. And, you know, it's just astounding to me that they would bring such agony to a family that's already in agony by bringing charges against them. Our life is natural. Doctors can do some stuff, but I think they get carried away with what they can do. I mean, they can transplant hearts. Are we going to be charged with a crime because we don't go get a heart transplant? I mean, you know, I know I'm going to die. I know that's going to happen. But, you know, so many people spend so much money, and the capitalization of life, if you will, has gotten just overboard, in my opinion. What do you guys think?
That's pretty interesting, actually.
Do you feel like in Oregon that they actually have this simply a belief in doctors over a belief in God?
Well, I'm thinking that. You know, I had some friends who had twin girls last year, and I'm sure the hospital bill for one of them has been well over $1 million.
Wow.
And without that intensive care and the neonatal care and all that, that one little girl would have died, I'm sure. But now they're, you know, after $1.5 million in hospital bills, which the state is picking up, by the way, you know, she's probably going to live, but I'm not sure what kind of a life she's going to be able to live. But, you know, sometimes the natural way is the natural way and probably the way it should go. But we've just tried to make money on everything.
There's another interesting ethical question.
Yeah.
And you can take the money in or leave it out.
I wonder, though, if you ask, I mean, you've had three children.
Right.
And would you have done whatever you could to save any of them?
Right.
Yeah, of course. And it would have been worth it?
I don't know.
Or at some point, would you have said...
I would think.
I mean, because I've known people that had a pet dying, and they thought, well, you know, have them put to sleep because I can't afford to spend $5,000 or something. But is there an amount that you wouldn't spend to save your own child?
I don't. Probably not.
Let's... Go back to the phones and talk with Rich. Rich, good morning.
Hey. Oh, good morning. Hey, well, one of my nieces just had two little twin boys, 2.5 months premature, about 5 weeks ago. Now, there is absolutely no question that those babies would have died. I've learned a lot about this, and the problem is their lungs aren't supposed to be breathing air yet, and they're not ready, and so their lungs stick together.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come up with this surfactant, and that stops their lungs from sticking together. Plus, one of them had a hole in his intestine. And, you know, I mean, I guess I kind of hate to use the term, but it is sort of they were under 2 pounds. They both doubled their weight. I mean, it is kind of a miracle in one sense. The nurse that was there said that when she started nursing in about 1990, she would have just held the babies until they expired. Because there was absolutely nothing. There was absolutely nothing they could do. They didn't even have breathing machines and stuff that were small enough, because everything has to be so... These babies are just unbelievably tiny. You just would not believe, because they're essentially, they're fetuses. They don't even look like babies. But, you know, kind of the point was to muddle the situation. In 1990, there would have been, if that baby would have been born at home or my two little nephews, they would have just died without any care, and nobody would have said anything about it.
Yeah.
Because there was absolutely no way that they could have survived. It just, I mean, the age that my two nephews were born, that was like the minimum. Anything, I mean, three or four days prior to that, they just might not have made it. It was such a critical period. You know, and so on the one hand, I really think that they should have to take people to a doctor to save the babies. But then on the other hand, you know, you think about, like I said, 20 years ago, it wouldn't even been discussed.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have charged it. Maybe they could have had them and just said, nobody would ever said, well, you could have saved those babies, because they couldn't have been. Maybe 10 years ago, that just, he would have been able to. It's totally amazing, all the stuff they have them hooked up to. They have them hooked up to these little things that just sort of pump air through their lungs like the fan. Their lungs don't even move. And it's just incredible, the technology that has just came about. And so that's just, you know, 10, 15 years ago, they wouldn't have had a chance anyway. You know, but now that they do, now it's a crime. And I just, you know, I don't know what we could do. I think they should try to save them. I mean, and on some of these cases where somebody dies for something that antibiotics would have treated, that's just negligence too, you know. But, you know, I didn't clarify anything. It's just a terrible situation, and there's really no cut-and-dried answer from any perspective, hardly at all.
I guess the cut-and-dried answer, at least to the prosecutor in Oregon, is that you have a responsibility to, you know, have prenatal care and to, you know, take your child to, I guess, a pediatrician as soon as possible and to have the birth in a hospital in case there are complications. Apparently, that's why they've been charged with murder.
Yeah, these babies just barely made it to a hospital because she went into labor and they just had it so shortly. They were over in Rupert, close to a hospital. They took them there, then they flew them to Boise. Mm. If they would have been born like in CUNA or something, they probably wouldn't have been able to have got to a hospital in time at all.
Wow.
I mean, it's just you know, it is kind of a strange situation. I mean, on the one hand, I think they should have to have care, but, you know, I mean, I kind of see the parents' points of view.
Sure.
But I think you should try to, you should just do everything you can.
Yeah. All right.
That's what I think.
All right. Rich, thanks for the call. It's 9:45. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul, Jay, and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
Tom in the morning, we are back. Let's go to Tommy. Tommy of Baker City. Tommy, good morning.
It's Tony, but yeah, I just wanted to mention the hypocrisy of the state bringing these people from murder charges when, if she'd even carried those babies another month and then decided to go into Planned Parenthood and have a late-term abortion, nobody would have said a thing about it. And if those children had been even born alive during the abortion, they could have just been set aside and let die, and nothing would have been said about it.
Nothing is said about aborting a baby that's 8 months along?
Yeah, that late-term abortion is totally legal. And if that baby's born alive, they can just set it aside and let it die. Hmm. They don't have to take any measures to try to save it. To where these people, they were at least had the faith that, you know, they were hoping that everything went right, that God would heal that child and keep them alive. If not, the child was going to die and go to heaven. And so the hypocrisy is of the state saying, well, you murdered that child because you didn't come in to the hospital and do all the modern medicine, but yet she could have went in and had a late-term abortion, and it would have been no problem. We can kill those babies, and that's just fine.
All right. Appreciate the call. Mike of Boise says, I would like to remove religion from the equation and say that I don't like or trust doctors or hospitals, yet it's not my choice. I am being forced to participate by being forced to pay Obamacare fines. Paying the fines is not improving my health. In fact, quite the contrary. So I can kind of relate to how the parents must feel by having their hand forced by the government. I don't believe in the medical field and will not go under any circumstances. I will die first. Then I guess I have no more say in the matter. Or will I? That's Mike of Boise. I always kind of wonder about, you know, if somebody is if they obviously have cancer and they're in a great deal of pain, are they just going to go ahead and just be okay with that?
I don't know. Let's go to Eileen of Caldwell.
Good morning.
Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. I kind of got my thunder stolen, the gentleman from Baker City, because I was going to step way outside the box and make the claim that, you know, if she chose to go down to Planned Parenthood and abort those babies at the time that, you know, when they were born, that age, you know, she'd have been a hero with the feminists and it would have been okay. But it's like he said, it's hypocrisy, because there's no problem with consciously aborting a child at any age. And yet if you do what you feel is right for you and your family religiously or ideologically or however, then you're criminal. And it's ridiculous.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
It might be Deanna. It says Denna of Meridian, could be Denna, says, before you make comments about a profession, check into it. A midwife is required to be certified. In order to work as a nurse midwife in the U.S., you must complete an accredited CNM program and then pass the national qualifying exam from the American Midwifery Certification Board, AMCB. CNM programs are graduate-level programs that are only open to licensed RNs who already hold a bachelor's degree. Okay. And you're right. I did not know that. But is a registered nurse allowed in this religion, but a doctor isn't?
Don't know.
No, I don't know either.
I don't think so.
And let's see. We've got Gary of Emmett, who says, if a baby is born outside of a hospital 2 months premature and dies by lack of medical assistance, that is murder. While the same woman can go to Planned Parenthood. Okay, again, the same point has been made three times in a row now. 2 months before birth and kill the baby by abortion. Yes, it would take a doctor's note saying the birth could damage the health of the mother. It could be mental health. There would be no difficulty finding a doctor to provide such an excuse. The fact is, until we value the life of every person, these questions will arise. We must be consistent.
Amazing. So many questions.
Yeah, and Roy of Boise.
So many philosophical.
Yep. Roy of Boise says, science and medicine has changed everything. We were given the opportunity to choose life multiple times with our son. Genetic tests confirmed Down syndrome. We opted for life. We chose to be in hospital for birth with NICU staff standing by in the room, again, choosing life. Through every medical issue, we've chosen intervention and life. If we had put it too strictly to prayer and religion, would our child be alive? Possibly. This is a question that I hope I will never have to decide for anybody else. For us, we chose life.
Good for them.
That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Rush Limbaugh coming up next on News Talk 670 KBOI.